Well, Commissioner Kenneth Haynes' report into misconduct in the banking and finance sector was scathing, but if the markets are anything to go by, its 76 recommendations didn't make a dent in the bankers' expectation that their capacity to make money won't be curtailed. Shares in all four big banks soared when markets opened this morning, a trend that continued throughout the day. It was a different story, though, for the mortgage broking industry. Major players there have suffered major losses because they face the possibility of a dramatic restructuring. Barbara Miller reports.
Banks have had their best day on the ASX for some time. Westpac closed the day up 7.3%, ANZ was up 6.5%, and the Commonwealth Bank was up 4.7%. Even the National Australia Bank, which was singled out for particular criticism in the Royal Commission's report, ended the day 3.9% higher. And shares in the wealth manager AMP ended the day almost 10% higher. Rodney Maddock is a professor of economics at Victoria University.
I think it was just a recovery rally. People had no idea how bad the recommendations might be, and so they sort of factor in the worst and then buy back in once it's clear what the consequences are.
But there was no such relief for mortgage brokers, with the big players suffering significant losses. Mortgage Choice crashed a whopping 25%, and the Australian Finance Group had an even worse day, down 29% on close of trade. Rodney Maddock again.
I think that overall costs are going to rise because imposing more regulations and more controls and more checks and balances and all sorts of things just makes it a little bit more difficult for everybody to do business. So I think that probably in the long run, returns will be somewhat lower than they have been in the past. But that may give scope still for shares to rise from where they have been, because they've been hit very hard over the last year.
Commissioner Haynes' recommended changes to the mortgage broking industry have been described by some in the business as radical. He wants to see an end to trail commissions paid over the term of a loan to brokers, wants consumers and not lenders to pay upfront for broking services, and wants to see more regulation of the industry.
Well, I was told I wasn't allowed to throw the glass across the room at people. My initial reaction was I was completely shocked and taken back by where this had landed.
Peter White is Managing Director of the Finance Brokers Association.
I did expect that there would be commentary around it, but I did expect further engagement, not snap decisions that are predominantly in my view, being based on ill-informed information.
The federal government says it will look at banning trail commissions by mid-next year, with a further review in 3 years on whether the industry should move to a borrower-pay structure. Peter White from the Finance Brokers Association says removing trail commissions will lead to brokers being paid more upfront, which he says will come at a cost to consumers.
If they increase the upfront commission, I'm sure as anything that the banks aren't going to simply go, okay, we'll absorb that and just move on. It's going to be passed back to borrowers within their interest rate as they do with anything. So it'll increase interest rate to borrowers across this country.
The industry also says research shows consumers won't pay up front for mortgage services. Sam White is chairman of the mortgage broking group Loan Market.
Mortgage broking will now be a service only for the wealthy. So if you can afford a mortgage to pay a mortgage broker, you'll get a great deal. If you can't, then good luck, mate. You'll be looking after yourself.
Commissioner Haynes said he was not convinced the National Australia Bank had learned lessons from past misconduct. He singled out NAB's chair, Ken Henry, and CEO, Andrew Thorburn. Andrew Thorburn told The World Today that was not the case.
I was disappointed to read what the Commissioner said about me and about us. You know, that's obviously his view. I don't share that view. I feel we're making a lot of progress to improve the culture in the bank. I think we've taken a lot of actions in the last year to show that we are very serious about change and putting customers first. But I could not stand for anything more polar opposite than what the Commissioner has said, you know, how I may be leading. So I think it was disappointing. It was upsetting.
But with markets already rallying around the banks, it's not yet clear how much impetus there really will be for root and branch reform.
Barbara Miller with that report. Well, some political reactions today. Labor has called on the federal government to call extra days for sitting in Parliament to legislate some of the measures recommended by the Royal Commission. And the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, says banking executives must answer for bad behaviour.
I think a lot of Australians will be saying, how can some of these people on the boards of the bank who've been there, I'm not saying someone who's turned up in the last year or two, but some of those longer-serving board members, some of those executives at the top who've been around as all of this is happening, it's not good enough for them to say sorry or I won't take long service leave or I'll hand back 10% of a $1 million bonus. That's not good enough.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten. And with Labor calling on the federal government to apologise for a delay in the Royal Commission, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has acknowledged he does have some regrets.
Well, I'll just refer to what I said last year. I expressed last year my own regret as Treasurer when it came to being very focused on the issues of financial system stability. But I expressed my own regret at some of the human factors that needed greater consideration in terms of the calling the Royal Commission. But let me be frank, I called the Royal Commission.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.